Hey there, kids. Yep, yeah, it's me, your old pal Stu. Coming at you once again, Wednesday evening, just after 6 o'clock. Time for the Twang Trust, the only show that brings you both kinds of music. The new boss and the old boss. It's the same, really. And yeah, that's a total Who reference. Nothing to do with Springsteen at all, actually. Yeah, I went to the Who last night. Yeah, I had a good time. So what? We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about Rami Mays, who's going to be on the show tonight. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. And, I don't know. Some other stuff. Well worth listening to. I assure you, it's going to start in just like any time now.
Don't you break my heart. Please don't you do it, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, the Who didn't have quite that much fun last night, but them kids in Inward Eye sure did, huh? Were you there? Did you see those kids? Man, them kids was all right, huh? Yeah, Inward Eye, just, man, their first two songs, they had more energy in their first two songs than the Who had all night. Not that the Who was you know, lacking in stuff. They were fine for old men. Absolutely fine. But Inward Eye, man, you know, I don't know, their songs aren't quite there yet, but what they do with what they got, man, oh man. The very last song of their night was, they did a cover of Smokey Robinson's Tears of a Clown, and they dropped an atom bomb on the thing. It was crazy. And, well, what we heard the Who there, they took an old Marvin Gaye number and dropped an atom bomb on it. That was Baby Don't You Do It from the fairly newly, well, it's a while back, but it's the CD reissued, updated thing of Who's Next with bonus tracks and all like that. Yeah. We'll send that song out to the Erickson brothers who are on their way to Alberta to do it all again. Good on them. Good on them. Welcome, folks. It's the Twang Trust. That's the name of this show that you're listening to, in case you were wondering. It is. We play both kinds of music here. That was one. Stay tuned. The second kind is coming up shortly. But first, we're going to, well, hey, you know, all those Who songs last night were great, but still, the best Who song that I've heard in the last little while is this one that we also heard here in Winnipeg mere days ago.
Would it be great to be in Johnny Cash's band? This is all you have to do all night. Oh, that and this. Hello, I'm Johnny Clash. Ever since I was a young boy, I played a silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, well, I must have played a ball. I ain't seen anything like it in any amusement hall. It's like St. Quentin in here, Christ! That death done a blind kiss, your place of being dim.
There you go, and here am I, you gone again. I should have known you'd be the way you always been. Breaking hearts and telling lies is all you know. Well, another guy gives you the eye, and there you go. There you go. You're by his side. Gonna break another heart, you're gonna tell another lie.
What's the other one? That's it.
I'll keep a close watch on this heart of mine. My eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the ties to bind. Because you, I walked the line. Yeah, I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, 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 that ring of fire, that ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet. To love me, I fell for you like a child. Ooh, but the fire went wild. Hey, I fell into that burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went high. And it burns, 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 that ring of fire.
Johnny, where you are? God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe says, man, you must be putting me on. God say, no. Abe say, what? God say, you can do what you want, Abe, but the next time you see me coming, you better run. Abe says, where do you want this killing done? And God says, out on Highway 61.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Jay-Z here on the Twang Trust from the most recent and I guess the last of the American Recordings, Volume 5, 100 Highways. That was Johnny Cash, of course. God's Gonna Cut You Down. Before that, a little thing that you'll hear at the very beginning of the movie The Hunted. And if you rent it and you play that, it's like a minute and a half long, and then you turn it off, and you're fine. You don't need to watch the rest of the movie. It's not a bad movie, but it pales in comparison to that first minute and a half, boy. Yeah, they could have just done that, released it, and that was that. Anyways, but yeah, Johnny Cash doing Highway 61 by Bob Dylan. Crazy, huh? I figured they were going to slap that on this American Recordings thing, but they didn't. What do I know? Before that was The Who, believe it or not. Yes, The Who doing a Johnny Cash medley. Crazy, huh? They didn't do that last night. I was disappointed. They didn't do Magic Bus either. Or I Can See for Miles. Or, well, I could go on for a week. We heard The Who doing There You Go, I Walk the Line, and Ring of Fire. That was actually recorded at Neil Young's Bridge School benefit way back in 1999. Yeah, yeah. And then we heard Billy Bragg recorded live here in Winnipeg just a couple of weeks ago. Was it even that long ago? Less than 2 weeks ago. Yeah, Billy Bragg live at the Garrick Theater. doing this crazy little mixed up thing. Pinball Wizard and Folsom Prison Blues. Crazy, crazy Billy. And then what else did we hear? Did we hear something else? Oh, and then we started off with The Who way back at the very top of the show doing a Marvin Gaye song. And that was actually The Who doing a Coke commercial prior to our theme song, if you were paying attention. Yep, yep. The Who sold out way back in the 60s. Don't give me any of this old man stuff. They sold out way a long time ago, a long time ago. So get over it. It was a fine show. It was. Nothing wrong with it. Another fine show happened over the weekend. Of course, Fred Eaglesmith was in town again. Were you lucky enough to get in? I hope so. It was a fine show. It always is with Fred. And, sorry. I hit the microphone. Settle down. But yeah, Fred sold out like a week before the show. So yeah, good on him. And it was good. And Fred's as crusty as ever, even crustier, a little crustier than he was the last time even. And that's good to see. Not much new to say about Fred. It was Fred. You know, what do you want? Of course, Willie, because he was just doing the one show and it was, you know, a big sold out number and stuff. And I figured he wouldn't want to do two sets. I was kind of hoping Willie P would open. He played the night before in Grand Forks and apparently Willie did a little bit of an opener, only like a few songs, but still, I would have liked to have heard a few Willie P songs myself. But, why don't we hear one right now? But Willie is not going to sing it. Nope. And it's not them Blackie and the Rodeo Kings either. Nope. Actually, who's going to sing a Willie P. Bennett song right now? Well, none other than our guest in the next hour of the Twang Trust. Yes, Ms. Romy Mays is going to be coming by and telling us all about her big shoe this weekend. She's got her brand new album out, and it's getting the official release on Friday, and she's going to come here and tell us all about how exciting that's going to be, as if we need to know. We already know it's going to be exciting. And it was exciting this past summer when she came in here with her pal, Gerf Morlix, and she sang this song right here called Willie's Diamond Joe.
My game. I saw her cool beauty inside her dance my flame, and I watched my desire turn from me to her, and I was blinded, and then she touched me near. Diamonds for her fingers and rhinestones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her care. She'll curse you and she'll haunt you. Do it with a smile, even when you're on the lawn. Down in many a times when I will leave her, sad. Whether I was gone for good then, or just for one last ride.
Disappear. You surely say goodbye. Your eyes full of tears, a heartache in your smile. I should have kept in touch. I don't know what I was thinking, but it got to be too much. I sort of took to drinking. Darling, you used to tell me, don't throw too much away, and I realized that I had it on cold October day. So I looked for you in crowds, in train stations and bus stops, on sidewalks in the middle of the night, when I go driving by churchyards on Saturday, I check to see if you might be the bride. Hope you're happy now. I still look for you in crowds. Do you remember Mrs. Randolph? She lived on 2nd Avenue, and when we go walking by, had she come running after you? Well, I saw her just the other day, ran into her by chance. She asked me how you were as she took my hand. When I told her what had happened, her eyes filled up with tears as she walked away. I wanted to call after her. I still look for you in crowds, in train stations and bus stops, on sidewalks in the middle of the night, when I go driving. Churchyards on Saturdays, I check to see if you might be the bride. I hope you're happy now. I still look for you. Your mother was a teacher. I ain't kiss an old friend. So darling, if you're listening, maybe you could just call in. I still look for you in crowds, in train stations and bus stops, on sidewalks in the middle of the night. I go driving by little churchyards on Saturday. I check to see if you might be the bride. I hope you're happy now, 'cause I still look for you. I still look for you. Hi, this is Fred Eaglesmith, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. Stick it in your ear.
Wow, how about that for an ending? Jeepers, you could have faded it out a little bit, Fred. But that's okay. Such a beautiful song. That's okay. We'll let him get away with it. Rainbow from his second-to-last album, Dusty. We heard two songs from there. Such a good album. We heard two songs. We also heard Crowds before that. Fred Eaglesmith. He did Crowds at the show. Didn't do Rainbow. He did a couple from this album, but not near enough. If you ask me, one of my favorite Fred Eaglesmith albums. I realize I'm in the minority there, but it's a cool record. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. And Rami Mays before that, covering Willie P. Bennett, Willie's Diamond Joe, which you heard here last summer when Rami was getting ready to do her big unveiling of her album, excuse me, At Times Changed, when Gerf was in town just after they finished doing the thing. Yep, they had just finished recording it, and they did the big show At Times Change. And Gerf played a set, and then and Rami played the whole album in order. And she's going to do that again this Friday at the West End Cultural Center, now that the record is actually here, and you can go buy yourself a copy. And you'll want to do that, because it's a great record, absolutely. And, well, we'll hear something from it a little later, when Rami herself drops by in the second hour of this here show, known as the Twang Trust. Ah, yes. CKUW is the station, 95.9 FM. Now, the question is, do we rock or do we yodel? You know what? I think we're going to yodel. I think we are. I think we're going to yodel for the moment. Speaking of rainbows and such, there's a, well, we knew we, rainbow, we'll set out a rainbow in memory of this next fella who passed away just a couple weeks back. He, about 2 weeks ago, he died at the age of 72, 6 days after his 72nd birthday, in fact. I believe there was some cancer involved there. Mr. Don Walzer, the Pavarotti of the Prairie, they called him. Yes, indeed. And he'll be missed. He's one of the most unique fellas in the music scene, in any scene, anywhere. And, well, he sounded like this.
Somewhere couldn't take anymore. You left and you dared me to walk out the door. You said that I'd come back. You knew what I'd do, and you know you were right. I'm back here tonight, begging to you. I won't disappoint you. I'm begging to stay. That's all that should matter to you anyway. It must make you happy. I must be tonight begging to you. You don't want my love, but you let me hang around, and I guess just to walk on so you don't touch the ground. It really don't matter.
Reminding you that you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. It is Winnipeg, isn't it? I think it is, don't you?
It's in my
Ah, the late, great Mr. Don Walzer. Yes, sadly, Don Walzer passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 72, but the yodeling lives on forever, doesn't it? Yes, indeed. Rolling Stone from Texas, we heard there from Mr. Walzer. Before that was an old Marty Robbins number, Begging to You. And we started it off with the classic, Long Black Veil, as only Don could do it. Yes, indeed. Well. Next up, we got some animated critters here. We got some bears. We got a lot of bears, and let's see, what else is on here? There's a deer, a beaver with a chainsaw. Oh, he's looking mean. Looks like a porcupine. There's a duck, a rabbit, a couple of rabbits, a squirrel, and what the heck is that? Is that a dog? I don't know what that is. Anyways, we've got some Twang Trust friendly folks doing music for cartoons, for Pete's sake. What do you know? A brand new one out. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It's getting mixed reviews. But, Open Season is the title. It's the latest from, I don't know. It's not one of the biggies. It's not Pixar or Disney or anything. It's some fringe thing made by some old Replacements fans, I guess, because they've enlisted Paul Westerberg to do the soundtrack, for Pete's sake. Who'd have thunk it? Yes, Paul Westerberg, the king of whatever he was the king of. Well, he's doing cartoon soundtracks now. It's true. And you know what? It's not half bad. And there's two songs on here that are essentially Replacements reunions. More Replacement reunion songs. You can't go wrong with them. We're going to hear them, as a matter of fact. And, you know, Paul Westerberg isn't the only Twang Trust-friendly artist to be doing music for the likes of animation movies. No, our old pal John Hyatt, well, a few years back, he did something quite similar for, well, I don't know if it was animation or was it Bear Suits? I'm not sure. The Country Bears. I never saw it. I don't think anybody saw it. It sort of slipped away and wasn't much of a hit at all. I don't know what the deal was. But, the Country Bears soundtrack, just about everything on there written and or performed by Mr. John Hyatt. Crazy, crazy. We're going to hear something from that. But first, we're going to start off with Paul. And, on bass and backing vocals, Mr. Tommy Stinson taking time out from his GNR duties to get back with Paul. And this one here is called Love You in the Fall.
I'll wait for Hi, this is John Hyatt, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Acorns come, trees so tall, and where you coming from, and where you going, until you get there, you got no way of knowing, all the love in the world won't find you if you don't let it ride, let it ride, let it ride, and every mistake is a break.
Yeah.
How about that, huh? There's some more sort of new replacements music for you from the soundtrack to Open Season, featuring the songs of Mr. Paul Westerberg. Yes, indeed. That was The Right to Arm Bears. Yes, Stephen Colbert not going to see this movie. And before that was John Hiatt from the soundtrack to Walt Disney's The Country Bears. Yes, we heard Let It Ride. No, it wasn't a BTO song, unfortunately. I was hoping it was, boy. But, oh well, what do you do? No sticks or BTO on tonight's show. And then we heard another one from this Open Season at the top of that set. We heard I Love You in the Fall, Paul Westerberg, along with his old pal, Tommy Stinson, on those two cuts. Those are the only two that Tommy appears on. But there's another half dozen or so Paul Westerberg compositions. And actually, just about all of them are Paul Westerberg compositions. Oddly enough, some band called Death Ray actually redid one of them, and Pete Yorn redid another Westerberg song. He wrote and recorded them and gave them to the company. And they said, you know, you sound a little funny on these ones, and they actually got some other band to redo the songs. So I don't know how thrilled Paul was with that, but anyways, he made a few bucks. I guess that's all that matters these days, isn't it? Anyways, that was that. And up next, well, I believe we've got that there entertainment guide standing by. So stand by for it, won't you? Won't you? Oh, I gotta play an ad here. I don't know which one it is. How about this one?
CKUW is proudly supported by the King's Head Pub, 120 King Street. Now featuring nightly specials on some of your favorite brands from 7 p.m. to midnight, Monday through Thursday. Call 956-KING for complete info. Fridays and Saturdays always feature live music at the King's Head, and Sunday's always industry night with happy hour all night long and free pool. The King's Head is a private club. Members and guests welcome. Membership's just $5, available anytime at the door. That's the King's Head, 120 King Street, a proud partner with CKUW 95.9 FM.
So, you live here. Do you love it? Would you ever leave it? Either way, we want to hear from you. Here's the deal. Tell us what matters to you, and you could win an iPod Nano or Made in Manitoba music prizes. Just go to spiritedenergy.ca and fill out a simple survey. We listen, you listen. How easy is that?
Open to all Manitobans, one entry per person. Details at spiritedenergy.ca.
Manitoba, Spirited Energy.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fun Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Ah, time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. It's brought to you by Into the Music. Yes, indeed. You can hear this 3 times a day here on CKW. 3 times a day we tell you about all the cool things you need to know about. Such as documentary film by Kevin Pina on the foreign occupation of Haiti since the 2004 coup. It is entitled, Haiti, We Must Kill the Bandits. Yes, it's happening Wednesday, October 18th, here at the University of Winnipeg in the Bowman Center at 7 p.m. Wednesday, October 18th. Yes, indeed. $5 donation. Presented by CKW and the UWSA. Oh, what else going on here? Oh, well, of course, Friday. We're going to hear more about this in mere moments. But this Friday at the West End Cultural Center, Rami Mays releasing her brand new CD called Sweet Something. No, I got it wrong. Fortunately, she's not here yet, and she can't hit me. Sweet Something Steady is what it's called. Yeah. And, yeah, it's happening. It's happening Friday at the West End Cultural Center. $10. Dirt cheap. And there's a whole cast of characters going to be there along with Rami, and she'll tell us all about that in a little while. So stay tuned for more news about that. And what's happening over at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club? Well, tomorrow night it's the Western States and Adrian Sala. Friday, well, hey, Friday it's the Rami Mays CD release after party with the Jake Breaks and El Tigre del Norte. And Saturday, Shiloh Jansen and the D-Rangers. All happening this weekend at Times Changed. Friday and Sunday, make that October 6th and 8th. You can go to Regina and see the Rolling Stones if you're so inclined. Or you can stay here and, October 11th, next Wednesday, a week from tonight at the Pyramid, the Detroit Cobras. Ooh, some garage action happening next week. Thursday, October 12th, John K. Sampson, Christine Fellows, and Great Aunt Ida appearing at Times Changed. And Monday, October 16th, Magnolia Electric Company, along with Vancouver's Ox at the West End Cultural Center. Yep. And Tuesday, October 17th, the Sadies coming back to town, and they're bringing along with them Blue Rodeo co-head dude, Mr. Greg Keeler. Yeah, along with Andre Etier from the Deadly Snakes. I hope I said that name right. I don't know if I did. That's happening at the Pyramid, October 17th, a Tuesday night. Tickets $25. Get them while you can. And if you don't see Ox with Magnolia Electric Company, you can catch them along with Nathan and Carol Luft at Times Changed on Saturday, October 21st. That's going to be part of that whole Canada Music thing. And Jim Cuddy, the other half of Blue Rodeo, he's playing a solo show Friday, November 3rd at the Pantages Playhouse with Justin Rutledge opening up. Yep, it's true. And tickets just went on sale yesterday in a sneak attack kind of a way. Monday, March 19th at the Centennial Concert Hall, John Hyatt, Joe Ely, Lyle Lovett, and Guy Clark. Get your tickets now. There's a password. They don't go on sale officially till Friday, but there's one of these pre-sale deals, and you have to have a password. The password is Texas. Don't tell anybody I told you. You can go buy them now. We'll wait. That's going to do it for the CKW Entertainment Guide for now. Yes. If you'd like your event placed here, give us a call, 786-9782.